Dancing in a mountain meadow by a sparkling river to world-class blues. The 11th annual New River Blues Festival brings that blues fantasy to life this Sunday, September 1st at the Riverhouse Inn in beautiful Grassy Creek, North Carolina, on the shores of the New River. Gates open at noon, the music starts at 1, and it'll be performed live by blues luminaries including Ironboard Sam, this year's Living Blues Most Outstanding Keyboard Player Award winner, legendary blues harp player Dr. Dixon, and Piedmont blues artist Big Ron Hunter. New River Blues Festival directors Penny Queen Bee Zamagni and Rob Hound Dog Baskerville are the King Bees. They co-direct the festival, and more than 25 years ago, Penny and Rob committed themselves to mastering this incredible art form, studying with and eventually touring the country with the likes of Bo Diddley, Carrie Bell, B.B. King, Nappy Brown, and many others. They shared this look at their early years on the Chitlin' Circuit.
What was that first road trip like? How did that come about where you're following these great blues masters, and what did they think of you?
You know, I had along, I was so into this, I would find a way to call these people. I would call Chicago Bob Nelson, I would call Jerry McCain, I would call Big Jack Johnson, I'd call him at work at the oil company that he worked with and just start talking music with him. And they were eventually pretty receptive when they found out that we were really into it and we really wanted to learn. It's not like we just had the records and just copied the licks. We said we're going to go to the people, and that opened up a whole new world for us.
What was that lesson dynamic leg or teacher guru thing? And then you actually performed with them too, right?
Yeah, well, first you develop the friendship, and it's based on the fact that you've listened to everything that they've recorded. You're major fans of it, and that can't be faked. We really were fans of, say, like Jerry McCain, Big Jack Johnson. And so you go down and you talk their music with them and you talk knowledgeably about it and you get to know their families and you get to know where they go to church and you eat meals with them and eventually they come up and stay at your house and it goes on for years. And during the whole time you're, of course, playing music as well, but it's so much more than just playing music. There's a whole community there. There's families there. There's history. There's culture. And you hopefully are very humble by being invited to be part of it, and you try to absorb as much as you can and with as much respect as you can.
Talk about the black-white dynamic. I mean, this is traditionally an African-American art form, and you two are Caucasian-esque. what was your level of acceptance? Was it immediate? Was there skepticism because of that?
You know, it's always a little different. I mean, Chick Willis will say, hey, we talk to each other differently than we talk to you. He'll be straight up about it. But pretty much if you have respect and you show the respect, you're in. And, you know, we've had the experience of working the whole Chitlin' Circuit through Alabama, Mississippi with some of these people, which is just a completely different thing than we grew up with. And we showed up with Jerry McCain at one of these festivals, and people said, man, you got a white band. He says, I have a band of musicians. And that was just like, thank you so much. You know, he believed in us. When I found me a good woman,
yo. Baby, Penny Queen Bee Zamagni and Rob Hound Dog Baskerville, the King Bees. Rob was recently honored as a Blue Ridge Heritage Artist. And this fall, the King Bees will perform at the Rhythm Riot Roots Music Festival in London. Meanwhile, on this side of the pond, Rob and Penny direct the New River Blues Festival, bringing the luminaries and lifeblood of blues to the heart of rural Appalachia. New River Blues 2013 is this Sunday, September 1st, at the River House Inn in beautiful Grassy Creek, North Carolina, on the shores of the New River. Gates open at noon with live music from 1 to 6, performed by world-renowned blues masters. You'll find links to the complete performance lineup at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. Advance tickets are $15, 18 at the door, and children under 12 get in free. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.